Wilton is considering hiring an outside firm to help oversee major town and school construction projects. Officials say the town faces roughly $130 million in building needs, and an owner's agent could help manage those projects and maximize state reimbursements. So I wanted to learn more about this and see what's going on. Joining us back on the show is the first electman of Wilton, Tony Boucher. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Nice to be with you.
I love having you here. How are you since I saw you at the diner tour earlier this summer? Welcome to the school year, all that good stuff.
Oh, it's been a great start of the school year. Wilton had its first ever jazz festival with Grammy Award winner pianists and great acts. It was spectacular, and we had great weather on top of it.
Wow, love that for you guys. That's fantastic. Love to hear it. Talk to us a little bit about this outside firm to potentially oversee major town and school construction projects.
Happy to. In about 2023, we had some assessment reports done both on our town buildings and our school buildings to see what state they were in and what repairs need to be done, what upgrades and so on. And the report was stunning in its impact because it at that in 2023, and of course prices have gone up, it predicted possibly $130 million worth of needs that we had. So of course we had to do some planning on that and spread it out. We can't do that all in 1 year, but spread it over a 10-year period or more. And in the process, we began passing some bond items to address both the school, principally the school buildings, and the town, because schools in Wilton are its number one business. And we want to make sure we can accommodate the school needs. And so in the process of doing that, we decided it was time to reestablish a facilities or building committee for the town, which is necessary. And in doing so, we also saw how many projects would need to be done and whether our staff could accommodate internally all of this, and we decided to explore the possibility of using an owner's agent, which is an outside firm that can come in and help manage some of the process. So in order for us to understand how that would work, I had several firms, over five of them, I contacted and talked about, and a few of them sent information, and some actually came to a joint meeting with the Board of Education and the Board of Selectmen. And also, I included several members of previous building committees that have stepped up and have also volunteered to help us with the building committee process. And it was very enlightening. It was very well done. I think everybody appreciated it. It's just for background information so we can understand how it would work. And now we're in the process of a meeting and putting together and crafting a new building committee that would address all of these needs.
Okay. And so I want to just make sure people know that there have not been any formal decisions made. You guys just had a meeting,
correct,
though, not too long ago, really, yep, like an information gathering, if you will.
Exactly.
Okay. And so, you know, tell us kind of what next steps are. I'll even back up a little bit more, Tony, if
sure,
you don't mind.
Sure. No, not at all.
So you had said, you know, going back to 2023, you had a good understanding of what needed to be updated and what needed to be looked at and things like that. Can you,
sure,
give us a sense of, you know, what areas in town or what schools like are being prioritized? I guess give us a sense of what we are talking about, why this matters.
Well, the real advantage we had of doing a thorough assessment was that we were able then to take the various needs. And of course, there's always needs and every town has them. You know, usually you're just reactive to, oh my God, this needs to be fixed right now. This is falling apart. Instead, we looked at what needed to be done as a priority number one, what could be a priority number two, what could be a priority number three, or even four or five, so that we could space it out properly. And there were absolute needs. You always have, for example, roofs that need to be replaced over a 30-year span, and they'll come up. And just like the town has needs that will come up after it's, you know, it's aged. There are things that every town does every year, such as its roads, right? And they have to do those every year to try to keep replacing the ones that were fixed years ago and just try to keep up with it so they're in good repair. But we also found that town buildings, particularly where we have our planning office and our major, you know, town hall, which is 1931 year old in actual concert hall at one time. And our planning health department and DPW was a garage at one time. And what's happened over the convening years is a lot of the spaces have been taken up that were meeting rooms. We even have and utilizing some closets as office space for different ones.
Wow.
And we've eliminated in town hall and in the annex, the two major meeting rooms where we used to have our meetings. We now have, you know, board meetings, board of finance, board of selectmen, and so forth in our community center. So there's no question the town is growing. And it was okay when during COVID, a lot of things stopped. Let's face it, everything came to a halt and not much was done. Very few bond items even came to the public. And Wilton is a meeting town, meeting form of government. It doesn't have a town council. Its legislative body is the board of selectmen, and the voters of the town once a year at its annual town meeting vote all these projects through. They vote for the budget. So it's very much a democratic process in Wilton. But it, of course, it takes some time to get things done. And so once we assessed both what the school needs were, the town needs were, we put together a plan, hopefully, that would first address priority number one. And so priority number one in the first 23, 24, 25 last year, we passed through an amazing number of bond items, nearly 24, which we hadn't done in years. So, of course, that would put stress on the internal, you know, staff in order to address all of these in a timely fashion. And we also want to make sure that we, for those that are school and reimbursable by the state, even though we get a very small reimbursement number, it's still important to maximize you know, our investment for them. So that's when, you know, there were building committees that were disbanded some years ago. We now have to put them back up and get them going again. Fortunately, we have wonderful, wonderful citizen volunteers with expertise that I reached out to, and they agreed to step up again, and we can add new people to them. But again, this process takes time. It has to go through the Board of Selectmen, but we also need to include the Board of Education as well, because they're the users.
Yes.
They know what they need in the buildings, but the town itself, the Board of Selectmen, are responsible for every building, including all the school buildings. So the ultimate decision in the process rests on them.
Yeah,
and,
makes sense.
So this is, yeah, it is important, but I'm pleased at least we have a process now that we're looking to put in place.
Well, and it seems like a very collaborative effort, which is no real surprise when it comes to Wilton. That's certainly something that has been very clear for quite some time. We are talking to Wilton's first selectman, Tony Boucher, and Wilton is considering right now hiring an outside firm to help oversee major town and school construction projects. Again, no decision has been made yet, but these conversations are happening. Tony, I wanted to get your take on this because I don't know if it plays a role or if it's anything that you are concerned about. And by the way, Tony did used to work in the legislature, so I think this is something that you probably know an awful lot about, more than most. But I look at what happened in Connecticut not too long ago when we talk about school construction projects. And maybe you know where I'm going with this, but the case of Costa Diamantis, the former head of the state office of school construction grants and reviews. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we don't have the time to talk about it in this segment. But I do think the average listener is at least aware of that name and some of the schemes connected to Diamantis and everything. And by the way, he is serving time right now for all of this. My question to you, Tony, is do you worry about that? Or do we have plans in place to make sure that any, especially school construction projects, not to say that town projects don't matter, but especially for schools, do we have the protections in place to avoid a Costa Diamantis situation, especially if we're bringing in a firm to help?
Well, you are absolutely correct. I'm very sensitive to that. As you said, I served both in the House of Representatives and the Senate for over 22 years, and I was very familiar with those departments of the state that the individual in question was involved in. Very sensitive to that, very. And I was very disappointed that there was steering of various contractors. That is why we are going to have an excellent building committee that will make sure that we, at least at the local level, follow all of the rules of the state. And there are a lot of them. That's why sometimes those projects to get reimbursement take a little longer than if you're paying direct just yourself as a town. And so, yes, we have to make sure we do our due diligence. The committee has to do that, making sure those firms and their ties to state government are proper. That's absolutely a concern. And I would hope that, you know, certainly so much has been disclosed, which is a good thing. That's why we love our media. It's critical to the process, to keeping things working properly. And so, yes, we're going to make sure that we do our due diligence in these firms. There's several really good ones with a lot of experience that, you know, we'll check in with their background and who they've done work with in other towns and the state as well. So I'm glad you brought that up because, of course, it is a concern and it will be something that we'll make sure our committees are very much aware of.
And I know that you had said in your last meeting it was really information gathering so board members mm-hmm. could understand like their different roles and everything. And you had just mentioned here during this segment that, you know, you need to have the, you know, even the Board of Education, you know, involved right. in this, obviously.
Exactly.
So what I guess to kind of reiterate, if you had kind of this firm to oversee, mm-hmm. what exactly would their role be? If you've got both boards very involved in any projects moving forward?
Well, they would be the sort of the middleman between the actual company that is doing the work itself.
Okay.
And the board and making sure, again, that they were following the proper protocol as well as keeping track of how the project was going and making sure the records were kept. This is critical. All the way from the beginning, invoicing were proper, all the way to the end. Because if you get state reimbursement, you will be, and you request it, you apply for it. You have to submit at the end of the project, all of your paperwork, and there's an auditing process. And beyond the first layer of government, that auditing process, you may pass that, but then there's a further final audit, which, by the way, Wilton just did on an old school project it had done. We had to pass through the secondary layer of an review, an audit, for so to speak. And you had to make sure you had all the documents, including, you know, the bidding documents, including the fact that you advertised it so that it was an open process. And it wasn't, like you said, you're steering it to a particular company. And we just went through that as well. And it was very exacting. We had to make sure and go back in some cases where the original paperwork wasn't submitted. You had to find it and go back to the original vendors and make sure you got it, put it all in. So it must be that the state itself also is a lot more cognizant of this and making sure that the proper paperwork was submitted and the proper process was taken by the towns. And so this owner's agent would be there, you know, between the construction manager and the town and the building committee and making sure that from the beginning of the project to the end, they will follow it through all the way up, some of them said, to the audit with the state, which is very valuable because there's a lot of rules and you have to follow. And by the way, they've changed in the last couple of years. Every time the legislature convenes, they might find a different thing that they want to change.
Yeah. Well, and so what happens next? Again, we've got the first electman of Wilton, Tony Boucher, here. So when is the next meeting on this?
Well, the next meeting we're having is on September 8th, which is a regular Board of Selectmen meeting. We're going to bring up the establishment of a permanent building committee so that we can allow them to take up, not every project, by the way, every repair of the town goes through a building committee. It's more of the larger ones, the more major ones, both for the schools and for the town. And that committee may also have some working groups or some subcommittees that will deal specifically with a school project or with a town project. And that's our next step. That committee then will then analyze where it's appropriate to put an owner's agent. Not, as I said, even the companies that we interviewed and came to us, they themselves said, you may not need any of us for some of your projects. That can be handled internally. That committee then will decide which of them require bringing some outside person and built into the cost of the project. Then again, the committee, isn't the last, you know, decision maker. It then ultimately it has to go back to the full board of selectmen for approval on some of these major projects.
Okay. Well, we are going to certainly keep an eye on this. And Tony Boucher, I always appreciate Great. Having conversations with you. Keep me in the loop and we'll make sure our listeners are just in the know about what happens next. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Always
Thank
appreciate so chatting. All right. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. And hopefully we'll talk
Thank
again
you,
really
you
soon.
Too. Thank Fireworks you. Are going to happen in Wilton, by the way, because we were rained out on 4th of July. So we're going to keep the 250th anniversary of this country party going. So fingers crossed that we have good weather for Saturday.
Okay. I will let people know. That's awesome news. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Again, Tony Boucher here, the first electman of Wilton on WICC.